Hey, Ajahn Kruna, most talk today truly resonated with me. While years of breath practice has yielded only a few, albeit very important, experiences of concentration on the cushion, I've grown more and more clear about the depths of my defilements and the programs that run through my brain. Wow, I'm neurotic. I'm feeling a bit hopeless, but can this possibly be good? Rather than an object and trying for a concentration, should I focus on something else for a while until I've developed skillful means? Is it possible that one's karma is such that deep concentration is unlikely, or that the background mind can be too aversive for concentration? I really need some anatta here, don't I, with gratitude. I think one of the things is it's always, I think I've been really trying to encourage people to be experimenting and seeing, well, what actually works, because it's nice to have a very rational, idealistic program to goals, tools, and whatnot. But if they don't work, then one has to really experiment and try to figure out, well, what actually works. Because one of the things that is really helpful in terms of that, and taking an interest in different skillful means, is generated by interest, and that's important. That there's that fundamental interest to be that helps to kindle effort and sustained attention. And yeah, and different temperaments, different background minds are different, and some people will be adept at concentration, some people will not be, and that's not so important. The main thing is that it's being utilized for the, say, whether it's one is adept at concentration or one is not, one has to be utilizing it for the increase of wholesome dhammas and the decrease of unwholesome dhammas, because that's the more important basis for growth in the dhamma.